Test 78, Section 3, Question 16. And here we get, which of the following would help explain the babbler's strange behavior? So what's going to resolve or explain? And it says, babblers, which are a species, bird species, live in large cooperative groups. So basically, babblers live in groups. Each member attempts to defend the group by sounding a loud bark-like call when it spots a predator, inciting the others to bark. Okay, so it's kind of weird that they're called babblers. Maybe they should be barkers, but basically when they see a predator, they all start barking. One starts, and then they all bark. Babblers, however, are extremely well camouflaged and could usually feed safely unnoticed by predators. So they really could just sit there and eat and wouldn't be bugged. These predators, indeed, generally become aware of the presence of babblers only because of their shrill barks, which continue long after most members of the group have been able to take cover and which signal the group's approximate location to the predators. Okay, so this is kind of weird. The predators wouldn't even know they were there if they didn't start barking, and they keep barking even after most of the members take cover, and that kind of tells where they are. So we want to know, why is it that they bark? Even when they could, if they were quiet, the predators wouldn't know where they were. And when they do bark, the predators do know. So, A, babblers fly much faster than the predators that prey upon them. Well, maybe. But it says they're taking cover. So, I don't know. That was one where I said, it's decent. Let's see what else we get. Babblers' predators are generally intimidated by large numbers of babblers. That could explain why they do it, though, because it's saying, yeah, they keep barking because that intimidates them. And so that's the thing that could explain why they keep doing it. And especially even after most of them taking cover, it kind of scares the predator off. So B is better than A. There is more than one type of predator. That doesn't really matter because it just talks about predators generally. Babblers' predators have very good eyesight but relatively weak hearing. Well, that doesn't really matter because they told us that the predators can hear them and that they are alerted to it and that they signal the location to the predator. So even if they don't have great hearing, they're able to hear the babblers. And E, animals that live in close proximity to babblers are also preyed upon by the predators that prey upon babblers. Well, we don't really care that much about other animals. And so E is kind of irrelevant. And so B becomes our best answer.